Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Friday, November 17th, 2023. And our top story today, finding your path to success. And joining me now to discuss this and to break it all down, Brooks Osmond is the Garden Guru. Brooks, always great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeffrey.
And we can see some of your children behind you. You've got some lovely plants. Any favorites among the plants behind you? I mean, I know that we all love all of our children equally, but any of them bring about some really important memories for you?
The memories are more about the fact that the plants are a gift from different people, and they're special because they were a gift. And yeah. It teaches you to learn how to try not to kill them when they're a gift. When you buy them, sure, it's your money wasted if you kill it, right? But when it's a gift, it's special. So yes, to answer your question, I have a pink painted princess philodendron that's about to unravel an all pink leaf. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, well, I can tell. I mean, you obviously give a lot of love and care to the plants, at least the ones behind you, because they are all green. They look very healthy. And we've talked to you in the past about how challenging it can be to bring a plant in from the outside or to just take care of a plant in today's house environment. But Brooks, we normally talk to you about gardening, and I want to talk a little bit about your journey to becoming the garden guru. And take us back, because I think take us back and tell us the beginning of your journey. I think it's very interesting for me and I think the audience to learn how people got to where they got to. And you and I are around the same age. We've all had twists and turns in our lives.
Sure. Well, it started when I was a kid. I had this small little garden plot that my mom let me try out. And it had very little lighting. It was just early morning, east light. And the soil was bad. I didn't know anything about it, you know. And I would try to get, I would ride my bicycle to a nursery to grab a $4 plant and bring it back. So excited to plant it. And then, you know, a week later it would be dead. And so I never had any schooling for plants or knowledge on any of that. I'm not a master gardener, technically. But what I want to get at saying here is that my experience through working for companies that run a greenhouse or do plant maintenance indoors and outdoors or design, that's the knowledge you learn, because let's just say your boss screams at you because you killed a plant. That will teach you how not to kill that plant ever again.
Right.
So I don't think school can teach you that.
Right. And I'm from the school of hard knocks as well. I mean, you know, I don't think that, you know, if we're being completely transparent and honest here, I think that I learned more doing the job. I was always a doer. And that seems to be the case with you. You're more of a, has nothing to do with intelligence, by the way, for the audience. I think it has more to do with how do you learn a skill? And so you can go to a school and a trade school, you can go to a university, right, Brooks, and learn the basics, but how you actually gain experience and what customers will ultimately buy from you comes as a direct result of your hands-on experience, at least in my book.
Absolutely. It's total hands-on. And take this as a life lesson as well. You go into life being a human, and we make mistakes and we do very good things as well. But if you learn from your mistakes as fast as possible, meaning don't repeat the same mistake over and over again. If you can in life learn from those mistakes as quick as possible, you're going to continue to succeed in anything that you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point. Brooks, I mean, you mentioned you had several jobs in the industry to gain experience, worked for different companies. You want to talk a little about them? I would imagine it's all different ranges from maybe helping to plant trees or plants to how to arrange plants in a way that looks pleasant to the eye, because we talked with you about curb appeal. So you've held different jobs to pick up the different skill sets.
Sure. I guess what I would like to explain here would be the fact that we've talked in the past about me being from the Mid-Atlantic, right? Well, I moved to Florida on a whim to help a friend out open up a restaurant, and I ended up helping him get started, but I moved back to what I love doing, and that is plants, gardening, and companies like that. So I ended up having to learn all new plants because Florida is tropical. So that was a challenge in itself, was to relearn, start from scratch. Here I am in the plant business, and I'm having to learn all over, all new stuff, new plants. What's this? What's this? My boss in Florida took me around in his golf cart around the property, about 6-acre property in Sarasota, and he pointed, "What's this plant called?" He just on the spot grilled me, "What's the name of this plant? What's the name of this plant?" And so you have to learn really fast. And that's what I wanted to say, is the fact that I came from the Mid-Atlantic learning a whole different world of plants and having to immediately start fresh learning a whole. That's harder than school.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and you also have to have the willingness to start over, right? I mean, you have to have the intellectual curiosity. Life isn't a straight line, as we all know. And I guess the show is becoming more philosophical this particular episode, and I'm fine with that. But life is not a straight line, and so you have to pick and choose where you gain information. And so you were willing, when you moved to Florida to help your buddy out, your friend out, you were willing to kind of start from scratch and relearn the tropical plants maybe that you were not experiencing in the Baltimore Mid-Atlantic area.
Correct. Jeffrey, you nailed it. Intellectual curiosity.
Yeah,
Bingo.
absolutely. Well, Brett Brooks, I want to take a very quick break, and we come back, we'll talk more with Brooks about his journey, and if you're interested in plants, how you can get involved and learn and gain experience. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Well, Brooks, thanks so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, and I like this conversation we're having because, as we've talked about, it's more philosophical than it is practical. You always give us really great advice about taking care of your plants or establishing curb appeal. But Brooks, one of the things I think is really interesting, and I think you and I kind of both have come from humble beginnings, and that is you got to start at the bottom. And I think for lessons for tomorrow's landscapers, gardeners, the willingness to start at the bottom and be low man on the totem pole, to use the words we were talking about offline, that is an important first step. Put aside that and be humble.
Well, there you go. It is humbleness. And plants teach you patience, because you have to wait for new leaves, or you have to wait a whole year for a flower to bloom sometimes, or wait 6 years. So humbleness, patience, all this helps with having a goal in mind for what you want to do, to learn something new with that intellectual curiosity. And it all plays together.
Well, Brooks, I want to ask you, for those young aspiring gardeners, people who love plants like you do, maybe on the younger side, hey, look, it could also be baby boomers, people looking to kind of branch out into a new field. But you want to learn the business, but you also want to learn the basics like you have. Is a nursery a good place to start? So working for a nursery or some other type of organization, a good place to start to get both of those skills?
Sure. So I kind of recommend a nursery and possibly somebody that might be a gardener who has a pickup truck that you could help out in the neighborhood from time to time as well. Because between working at a business and working hands-on with another person that runs their own small company could be the excellent way to go about that. You get the best of both worlds, if you will.
Yeah, I always liked, so I worked a couple, when I was a kid in high school, I had jobs, and I had jobs working for small businesses. And I think small businesses really are great. I mean, there's benefits of both small and large, but it's, you know, as a young man growing up and working in a small business, you get to do different things. And so I worked for a woodworking company, custom built-ins, and I remember sanding. And then sometimes I was going out and helping installing, and other times I was helping cut the cabinets into, you know, different pieces that you have to in order to build it. That's important for people, especially in the gardening field, because it is so very entrepreneurial. You got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yes. And if you have a job or a couple jobs, particularly one job, where it gives you the people skills for a young person to learn how to communicate with the general public, and the business skills with learning about the money that comes in and how the expenses and all that, all plays part. And then the hands-on. So if you can do the hands-on, learn the business aspect of your business and work for a big company and have that intellectual curiosity, you're gonna exceed faster than the average person.
And Brooks, we do all that. Yeah, Brooks, last question. When we last spoke to you, we talked a little bit about how you were named. You were named after the late, now Brooks Robinson, star third baseman. You ever think about becoming a groundskeeper for the Orioles? You know, Pat Santarone. So we're dating ourselves, but Pat Santarone at Old Memorial, Memorial Stadium in Baltimore was very well known for its pristine grass and also Earl Weaver's favorite tomatoes, right? But that seemed to me, that would be a really interesting vocation, working for the Ravens or a sports team or even a college or a facility to learn that skill.
That would be great. But for me, as you can see, I have plants behind me and I say no to grass.
You say no to grass. Okay. Well, Brooks, we're going to leave it there. Always great to see you. Next time we're going to talk about some winter plants. We'll bring you back on. Brooks, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You as well, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And that wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to? Drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more in all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives? Check out our latest content? Visit our website. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN Weekly. Jane King, a financial journalist, will be joining us from the NASDAQ to help break down news and events and markets, and then we'll be taking a look back at some of our best segments for the week. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe. Keep on saving. And don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.